Thank you, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for June the 5th. Our council is all present except for Mr. Winkle, who is excused. We are going to begin this meeting with an invocation. Do we have the representative from the Sikh faith at the meeting today? I didn't see them. So we'll begin the meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Thompson. So I'd invite you to please stand and join me in a moment of silence. Thank you.
Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember Thompson. The first item on our agenda today is various awards and recognitions and announcements. I'd like to invite Mr. Jevgeniak to come forward to present some awards. The award winners today are related to LaunchPoint. LaunchPoint is a Mesa business accelerator in downtown. Recently, two LaunchPoint businesses won innovation awards, and we'd like to recognize them tonight. Mesa's Economic Development Director, Bill Jevgeniak, is here to tell us more about them. Bill.
Mayor, members of council, thank you. It's with some great pleasure I'm here to introduce our two award winners. And our first one tonight is Urbex Resources. They've developed a proprietary technique for producing graphite at a lower cost and minimized impact on the surrounding environment. They recently earned the Business Award for the company with the best chance for immediate investment and commercialization in the Rocky Mountain Clean Tech Open. I'd like to introduce Urbex Resources CEO, Adam Small, to say a few words. Adam?
Thank you. My name is Adam Small, and I'm the CEO of Urbex Resources. We produce a variety of high-value raw materials demanded by the energy storage and polymer composite markets. This includes graphite purification, graphene exfoliation, amongst a diverse number of materials, like I said, demanded by energy storage and raw material markets. We're thrilled to be here in Mesa to continue the long legacy of producing advanced materials for aerospace and automotive, and I'm really appreciative to be in LaunchPoint. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on your award. Should we do them? Okay.
Oh, good idea, Mayor. Our second award winner is a company called Clean Router. It allows parents to manage all electronic devices in the house from one central location. It filters and manages everything connected to your home Wi-Fi, stopping inappropriate content. Clean Router won the fourth annual Venture Madness competition presented by Invest Southwest in partnership with the Arizona Commerce Authority. I'd like to introduce Clean Router co-founder Spencer Thomason to say a few words. And while he comes down, I believe this started with over 100 different applicants that they were filtered down to 64.
Yes.
And then go from there.
Yep. Congratulations. And a pitch live.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Spencer Thomason, CEO and co-founder of Clean Router. We build a router that filters the internet to keep your kids safe online. Includes like time restrictions so you can set what times they get the internet and lots of different great features. We were a remote company that had a great opportunity to move into Mesa LaunchPoint, which has been a huge help to us as a company to have a great space to be able to collaborate and work together. And so it's been a huge help for our company. So my thanks especially to the city of Mesa for allowing this great accelerator for us to continue to grow our company. So appreciate it.
Well, we're very proud of those great businesses in our city and also appreciate the great work of the Economic Development Office in operating a launch point for these businesses, helping them get a great start in the city of Mesa, as well as several other great businesses. So congratulations to everyone involved. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, and I'd invite Kevin Christopher to come forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on recommendation made by the Judicial Advisory Board to reappoint City Magistrate Valerie Boyer Wells to a 4-year term beginning July 1st, 2017 and ending June 30th, 2021. Item 3B, act on recommendation made by the Judicial Advisory Board to reappoint City Magistrate Craig Fuji to a 2-year term beginning July 1st, 2017 and ending June 30th, 2019. Item 3C, act on recommendation made by the Judicial Advisory Board to reappoint City Magistrate Lisa Johnson to a 2-year term beginning July 1st, 2017 and ending June 30th, 2019. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Hyatt Place, Phoenix Mesa, 1422 West Bass Pro Drive. Item 4B, act on liquor license application for Bella Pizza and Pasta, 2905 South Ellsworth Road. Item 5A, act on 3-year term contract for block wall cleaning, painting, and repair services for the Transportation Department. Item 5B, act on 1-year renewal contract for AC Delco and Motorcraft Vehicle Parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 5C, act on 3-year term contract for mechanical fittings for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for use in the Energy Resources Department. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase replacement upgraded hardware, network storage, and software for the evidence management system for the police department. The hardware purchase is funded by a 2016 Justice Assistance JAG grant. The software purchase is 40% funded by JAG and 60% funded by Information Technology Software Lifecycle Funds. Item 5E, act on contract, purchase 10 additional portable radios for the Information Technology Department, Communications and Infrastructure. Item 5F, act on contract, to purchase advanced security software subscription for the Information Technology Department. Item 5G, act on contract, to purchase 1 replacement quantitation instrument, DNA polymerase chain reaction system, and software upgrade for an existing quantitation instrument for the police department. This purchase is funded by DNA capacity enhancement and DNA backlog reduction program grant. Item 5H, act on 3-year term contract for gas masks and canisters for the police department. Item 5I, act on contract for Desert Well No. 19 equipping project, 4731 South Signal Butte Road. This project is funded by the 2014 authorized water bonds. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement for city share reimbursement with Greenfield 60 Apartments LLC for reimbursement for sidewalk improvements being required by Mesa in conjunction with a proposed multifamily development, San Pedro Apartments, 4510 East Banner Drive. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to authorize repurposing of city street projects in the Maricopa Association of Governments Arterial Life Cycle Program, as well as increasing the local match and allow for a 10% contingency of the total local match for the Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept a grant award from the National Recreation and Park Association to enhance and expand out-of-school time nutrition programs in Mesa. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept, expend, and distribute grant funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Continuum of Care Shelter Plus Care Grant to provide rental assistance, supportive services, and related administrative services to disabled families experiencing homelessness. Item 6E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring that certain documents filed with the city clerk and entitled City of Mesa Personnel Rules effective July 26, 2017 to be a public record and providing availability of the documents for public use and inspection. Item 7B, introduction of ordinances setting June 26, 2017 as the date of the public hearing. This is for repealing the existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules needed primarily to ensure compliance with changes in Arizona state law pursuant to the passage of Proposition 206. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance and setting June 26, 2017 as a date of the public hearing. This regards Z17-018, the 400 block of South Bellevue, located south of Broadway Road and east of Mesa Drive, rezoned to allow development of 3 single residential lots. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance and setting June 26, 2017 as the date of the public hearing. This will amend section 11-31-34 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to medical marijuana facilities, including dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and infusion facilities regarding the separation of churches from the medical marijuana facilities. Item 9A, act on ordinance regarding Z17-013, the 6800 to 9200 blocks of East Pecos Road, located east of Power Road and west of Ellsworth Road on the north and south sides. Rezone to create the Pecos Road Employment Opportunity Zone. This request will establish zoning to guide future development of employment and industrial uses. Item 10A, act on subdivision plat via Rialto 2, the 7800 block of East Baseline Road, located east of Sossman Road on the north side of Baseline Road. And item 10B, act on subdivision plat Eastmark Development Unit 3-4, parcels 34-5 through 34-7, the 9600 and 9800 blocks of East Point 22 Boulevard on the south side, and the 4800 to 4900 blocks of South Inspirion Parkway on the west side. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. We do need to clarify a couple of items on the consent agenda. First, it probably bears acknowledging that we have three of our great city magistrates that are here today that are being reappointed to the bench for additional terms. And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask them to stand just so we can recognize they play a very critical role in our community, and we appreciate them. This is Magistrate Valerie Boyer Wells, Magistrate Craig Fuji, and Magistrate Lisa Johnson. And with them is our Chief Magistrate, Judge Tafoya. So thank you very much for your service. We appreciate you. Well, we have the best city court in the state, and it's because we have such great judges. So we really appreciate you. Also, I think we need to clarify some dates related to one of the agenda items. Mr. Smith, can you help us with that?
Yes, Mayor and Council. Because the council meeting on June 19th is going to be moved to June 26th, as part of the motion to approve the consent agenda, the motion will also include for items 7A, 7B, 8A, and 8B, an amendment to those documents, which are resolutions and ordinances, that all references to June 19th, 2017 will be amended to June 26th of 2017. And any reference to July 19th, 2017 will be amended to July 26th of 2017 so that the documents reflect the correct dates for the hearings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. So the motion for the approval of the consent agenda will reflect the dates that you just mentioned. Is that all right with you, Mr. Freeman, for making the motion to Mr. Luna?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous with Mr. Winkle excused. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. I do have a couple of requests to speak. The first, I'd invite these two individuals to come forward.
Are those on the special? I think those are for the special council meeting.
I have three for the special,
okay.
And I think I have two for the regular council
meeting.
Great. So thank you for clarifying that. Ms. Mickelson, we don't have any additional blue cards. Okay, thank you. So we're now on agenda item 11, items from citizens present, and I would invite these two individuals to come forward. Please state your name and your address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak. First is Andrea Garcia. Hi, yes, please, Mark, Ms. Garcia, just come straight up to the microphone, give us your address and your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Andrea Garcia. My address is 928 West Ola Avenue, District 3. I'm here as a private citizen of Mesa. My comment today is to just be acknowledged as a paramedic. I'm here in no official capacity for my ambulance company, but we were called Uber drivers. So I guess the opening statement for us as private citizens is we work a lot of hours, whether it's private or for a private department. I work in the 911 system in other cities for a private ambulance company. It is hard work. I don't think that Mr. Brady meant to insult us when he called us that. I think he was just trying to explain how private EMS works along with fire. And without, you know, there's so many factors to that. But what if we are first on scene? That it bothered me because I felt like as a Mesa citizen, my neighbor doesn't know the difference. Whether my ambulance says Mesa Fire, whether it says AMR, it doesn't matter. And I'm not here in either one of those official capacities or as a lobbyist for them or in any way affiliated with it. But A paramedic is a paramedic, and we save lives just the same. We have the same equipment that saves lives just the same. So before you make statements that are impactful like that, I would beg that you would really research and see what it is our company does, what it is all the private ambulance companies done, and what the other successful models of different cities are. And before you guys go to reconsider putting more pensions in the budget, Mesa says that public safety is number one. I work in public safety because it's important to me. It's a lifestyle I choose on not very much money. We make nothing, I can tell you that, in private EMS. So before you go to put big pensions and call us Uber drivers, please consider the amount of hours that we work, and that I'm not here just for me as a private citizen, but that many of the people that I work with were pretty upset about the statement. But they, none of us are going to come here on our own company because of our own company's infrastructure, and not to state any company that I work for. So we just need to be acknowledged and not called private Uber drivers, because sometimes we are first on scene. And when that happens, that 2 minutes of us getting in the door versus the firefighters taking the extra 5 minutes, that's the 5 minutes that we're not the Uber drivers, that's super important. And I guess that's all I'm asking, is for maybe an apology or some sort of an acknowledgement. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia, and thank you for your service. Next is Jay Gittrich.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you tonight. My address is 2940 East Broadway Road, Mesa, Arizona, Council District Number 2. And I would like to, my concern is we would like to you to reconsider the core civic contract. We think that for-profit jails are bad for Mesa. One, there's a lot of hidden costs that hasn't been enumerated yet. Number two, it gives Mesa a bad reputation and will discourage businesses from moving here. Also, we would like to know what the opinion of for-profit prisons with the new police chief. We haven't heard from him yet. But we do would like you to reconsider your letting CoreCivic contract. We're against for-profit jails for lots of reasons. The cost, it's inhumane, and it should be a public service, not a for-profit enterprise. And thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Mr. Gittrich. That concludes the items on our agenda for today. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Luna. Mr. Thompson, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned. But that is not the conclusion of our business today. We do have a special council meeting that we need to convene now. So we will begin by excusing Council Member Winkle. And the first item on our agenda for this meeting is to conduct a hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2017-18 budget and the proposed fiscal year 2017-18 secondary property tax. So I hereby declare the public hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, I have three blue cards. Do you have any additional requests to speak?
No additional requests, sir.
Okay. That being the case, I will call these three individuals up to provide please close that door when you leave, folks. It's a little bit loud. So we'll begin by inviting Mark Svoboda, Mark, to come forward. Mark, please give us your address. We look forward to hearing you speak.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Mark Svoboda. I live at 31 West 2nd Street, downtown Mesa. I'm the director of the Downtown Mesa Festival of the Arts, and I'm here to advocate for a prioritized budget in favor of public safety. Running a publicly accessible festival 14 to 16 times a year and growing as we have, public safety is extremely important to us. As we have a number of, we average between 3,000 and 5,000 visitors every festival we have, and injuries happen. We have an issue with homeless and stuff like that. And with our police and fire departments, they need the budget to be able to respond. As the city grows, we are now the 36th or 35th largest city in the United States. Police and fire need to be able to keep up, and they need the budget to do that. And to be able to respond to little calls, big calls, whatever, the budget needs to be there to give them the resources. So I'd like to thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Next, we'll hear from Nate Gafford.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. My name is Nate Gafford. I'm the president of the Mesa Police Association. My office is located at 123 North Centennial Way here in Mesa. I'm here before you today on behalf of the many men and women of the Mesa Police Department, many of which are residents of Mesa, but all have devoted their lives to the safety of this community. My family moved to Mesa in 1980, and I spent the majority of my life here. My family chose Mesa because of the city's dedication to public safety. In 1998, my blue-collar family voted to increase their taxes to hire 120 new police officers. I was one of those officers hired under the quality of life tax. In my 17 years of being a police officer, I've seen a lot of changes in Mesa. Some good, some bad, but our city has continued to grow. I've worked through times where the average crime per capita was well over what large cities like Los Angeles were experiencing. Over the past 10 years, the Mesa Police Department has done an immeasurable job of combating crime to record lows. We have held that line to keep our community safe, even as the number of sworn officers has drastically diminished to well below what is recommended by the FBI. As our city recovered from the recession, the police department has not. Our budget and personnel continues to diminish as the city grows in population and budget. Violent crime is increasing, along with the number of calls for service from residents. We do not have the resources or budget to continue providing the service we have always provided. In the next 5 years, approximately 60%, that's 60%, of our sworn officers are eligible for retirement. As of right now, we have 28 recruits graduating from the police academy, but not all of them will complete field training. They will not be on solo officer status for approximately 5 more months, and then we will not see another solo officer until late fall of 2018 due to more budget reductions. On top of that, we will see many sworn officers retire before the new ones hit the streets. We have done everything we can to keep providing our customers with the highest level of service and protection. The citizens of Mesa deserve nothing less. Unfortunately, we are no longer able to hold that line, and our services are dropping. Mesa is nationally recognized for our training, equipment, and crime-fighting abilities. Our biggest problems can simply be resolved with investing more into public safety. This budget year is probably one of the most important ones I've seen in my career. The police department is in desperate need of an increased budget. At the very least, please do not reduce from our current budget. The Mesa Police Association asks for your support. Help us keep Mesa safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Next, we'll hear from Phil Austin.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'm Phil Austin. I reside at 8678 East Nora Street in Mesa. I come here as the chairman of the East Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'd first like to state that we really are enjoying our collaboration with the city on various fronts. Here, as you may know, we have entered into a contract with the city to promote what our goal is, to promote the economic development of small businesses throughout the East Valley, and particularly since we're housed in Mesa and Mesa. And to that end, we received a grant from the city to provide a directory for small businesses so that the city could give notices of procurement to those small businesses. This is part of the initiatives we have entertained to promote small business in cooperation. We believe our cooperation with the city help achieve that goal. To that end, we all have been invited to, and hope some of you can attend, our media marketing report this Wednesday at 7 a.m. at the Embassy Suites, where we unveil part of that directory to the public and to our members there. But secondly, I want to congratulate you on your appointment of the new chief. We believe that he will bring initiative, experience, and a good go-getter philosophy to help Mesa continue its commitment to serve the community. And that's kind of the segue to my main point here, is as we are working hard to promote more businesses, more growth, economic activity. It's reflected in the population growth, in the rise in businesses, both majority and minority businesses, female business especially. I learned from working with Chief Gascon that there's a symbiotic relationship between law enforcement and business, that they work with one another to promote both economic, we need a safe communities to promote economic development, and the police need the help of small businesses to deter crime. And to that end, we urge the City Council to do everything they can. We understand you have budgetary constraints, but do all you can to look into all the recesses of the budget and to try to find funds to increase our police and fire, provide that, increase that beneficial relationship we have with businesses. You know, I don't have to quote you the demographic changes, the increases of population and businesses, can bore you for that. You all know that. But that relates to an increased need for public safety so that both can benefit. So I just urge you to do everything you can to overcome the issues that would allow you to fund public safety to the levels that we need to for our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil. Next, we'll hear from Augie Gastelum.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Council. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I know that you guys as a council face some really difficult decisions as it relates to the budget this year in particular. I know it's been a difficult one. And I know that last year we as a community really pushed for public safety to be prioritized by our citizens, and unfortunately that effort didn't succeed, but that doesn't mean that the need that we articulated last year isn't still there. And as a council, I know you have very difficult decisions, and so I'm asking you to, as the others before me have said, to prioritize some of the public safety funding that is maybe being lost or not added to. I have a 2-year-old daughter and another daughter on the way coming in October, and over the past 2 years, thank you. So over the past 2 years, my perspective on things has changed a lot, as you guys can imagine, and the decisions or the way that I process things as it relates to how it affects our city is much different. It's no longer thinking about me, myself, and my neighbors and my friends. It's thinking about how is my daughter going to be affected 10 years, 20 years from now, and the decisions that we're making right now are really decisions that will affect her. Mesa historically has been well known around the country for our innovation and in public safety with police and fire. And that's one of the staples of our city. So again, I ask you to prioritize public safety in the current budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Augie. And that was a great agenda reveal on Channel 11. Congratulations on your daughter. Any other requests to speak? Okay, Council, any comments on this item?
Mayor, can I just...
Yes, I'm
just
sorry.
Real quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Gray.
And while I know it's been a while since we've looked at numbers with the Council on the budget, but just as kind of a reminder for everyone, certainly this has been a challenging year in the budget. But as far as priorities, I want to remind the council where we've set our priorities. Certainly, it continues to be in public safety, to the point where even in this very difficult budget, we added another $9 million total to public safety. And that does not include the $5 million that we added for radios and records management systems. So that's an addition. So certainly, we wish we could do more. And some of the modifications we had to make in the budget, we wish we didn't have to do. But still, at the end of the day, we added $9 million to public safety as both police and fire. And then again, in addition to that, another $5 million for radios and records management systems. I think I'm saying that right, Candace? Yep. So I just want to, it is a priority and it continues to be relative to the available resources we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. I was going to make that point as well, because we are not reducing public safety funding. We are increasing public safety funding, but that we did ask all of the departments, including the public, both of our great public safety departments, to make cuts, and they responded. So so thank you for helping us to shoulder the challenge of making our budget work this year. We learned last week that Mesa continues to be on a very fast-paced growth. Last week, the census numbers came out, and we moved from 38th largest city in the United States to 36th largest city in the state in the country. We're now larger than Kansas City and Atlanta, just to give you some perspective. So we are growing at a breakneck pace, which puts some creates a real challenge for us to keep up with that growth, particularly when it comes to public safety. So I want to express the same sentiment as those who have come to speak to the council today. This is a top priority in our community. And again, our public safety departments are elite departments. They are known throughout the United States as the place that you come and learn about how to have an elite fire department, how to have an elite police department. And any given day, there are people studying Mesa, Arizona's departments because we are that good. As was noted earlier, Part 1 crimes are down. The same is true for the fire department. They have been the subject of a national test, developing new codes for and new innovative ways to deliver services. So we're very proud of our departments, and they're doing a great job. Again, we have asked them to make some cuts, and times are tough, particularly because we're asking them to respond to the tremendous growth that our community is experiencing right now. They have. The police department, I'm very proud of. They've allocated additional folks to the patrol division, even though there's a reduction probably in the total number of employees. They've looked at civilianization as one way to make the budget work. So they've been very innovative in the ways that they've been able to balance the budget. But we cannot continue to do that. And the problem here is a problem for the Mesa City Council. We need to be innovative and figure out ways that we can expand the resources that we can give to our public safety departments. So I commit to you that we will do that. It likely will require the consent of the voters. And so I know that I and my council colleagues will be advocates to find the additional funding that we need to respond to the challenges of growth that our community is experiencing right now. And in the interim, we express our support and appreciation to the great people in our public safety departments that are literally doing more with less. So thank you for the great job that you're doing. Council, any other comments on this agenda item? If not, I will declare the public hearing closed and will now move to agenda item 1B, which is to take action on a resolution approving the budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018. Council, before we make a vote, is there any comment on this item? If not, is there a motion to approve? Thank you, Mr. Glover, and Mr. Luna has seconded that motion. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous with Mr. Winkle absent and excused. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to adjourn. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. We are adjourned.